As you know, earlier on this trip, Secretary Kerry was in Juba, the capital of South Sudan, for talks with the South Sudanese President Salva Kiir, and later in that day spoke by telephone with the former vice president, now rebel leader Riek Machar, in hopes of organizing face-to-face peace talks between those two men this week in Ethiopia. Since that telephone call, Mr. Machar has told reporters that he sees no point in a meeting or having any talks about a transitional government that he believes could not be possible before new elections. Asked about Riek Machar's apparent dismissal of Secretary Kerry's offer, Mr. Kerry said that he had seen that interview and believed that Mr. Machar left the door open to talks, that it was time for Mr. Machar to make some fundamental decisions about the way that he was going to proceed forward, and that the international community was prepared to apply additional accountability and implications for those who block the peace process. As you know, the United States has in place a mechanism for imposing sanctions against those who it might consider blocking that peace process. Beyond sanctions, Mr. Kerry said that there could be peacemaking troops from the African Union, certainly a threat of some African Union force against Mr. Machar. Wrapping that up, Mr. Kerry said that he'd been in touch with the Ethiopian Prime Minister, who would host these South Sudanese talks in Addis, and that the Ethiopian Prime Minister assured him that he would make arrangements to have those talks between Salva Kiir and Riek Machar.
So has anything concrete actually been done about the Sudan problem?
Not that anyone on the ground in South Sudan would see. However, in his visit to Addis Ababa, Secretary Kerry met with the foreign ministers of Ethiopia, of Kenya, and of Uganda to talk about sending in African Union forces, perhaps just 2,500 to start with, the hope that could grow to 5,000 under a more muscular United Nations mandate to get in there and separate combatants and replace civilians. Now, you know, that troop, that force has not yet been stood up. There's not yet a stronger United Nations mandate. That would require another resolution. You never know what could happen in New York. So for the people of South Sudan, especially those civilians who have been victims of abuses attributed to both sides in this new conflict, it's only been talk from diplomats.